This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNee. Potential Islamic State threats against Americans in Afghanistan are now forcing the U.S. military to develop new ways to get evacuees to the airport in Kabul. That's according to a senior U.S. official Saturday, adding a new complication to the already chaotic efforts to get people out of the country after its swift fall to the Taliban. The official said that small groups of Americans and possibly other civilians will be given specific instructions on what to do, including movement to transit points where they can be gathered up by the military. The official spoke on the condition of anonymity to discuss the military operations. And the changes come as the U.S. Embassy issued a new security warning Saturday, telling the citizens not to travel to the Kabul airport without individual instruction from U.S. government representatives. Officials declined to provide more specifics about the IS threat, but they described it as significant. They said there have been no confirmed attacks yet. The Biden administration is considering calling on U.S. commercial airlines to provide planes and crews to assist in transporting Afghan refugees once they're evacuated from the country by military aircraft. The U.S. Transportation Command says in a statement that the Pentagon has not approved or ordered any activation of commercial airlines as allowed under the Civil Reserve Air Fleet Program. That adds to military aircraft capability during a crisis related to national defense. The Transportation Command said it has issued a warning order to U.S. carriers on the possible activation of the program. European Union leaders, haunted by a 2015 migration crisis fueled by the Syrian war, desperately want to avoid large-scale influx of refugees and migrants from Afghanistan. The message to any Afghans, except for those who helped Western forces in the two-decade war against the Taliban, is if you must leave, go to neighboring countries. This is VOA News.